Thanks, Kuvehi. You know, 2018 is already one of the deadliest years for Hawaii pedestrians in the last decade. There have been 30 fatalities statewide this year compared to 15 last year and 32 in 2016. Last weekend alone, there were 3 pedestrian fatalities, 2 on Oahu and 1 on Kauai. A 4th person was hospitalized in serious condition after a separate incident in Honolulu. Of those 30 deaths, 23 were on Oahu. Last time at this year, there were only 4 fatalities on Oahu. That increased that has led the Honolulu Police Department to scramble to change the behavior of both drivers and pedestrians. Officer Ben Moskowitz is the captain of HPD's traffic division.
Of the 23 pedestrians, 6 were in crosswalks. So it's not the classic car plus pedestrian in crosswalk that we're having a rash of. We have had at least 3 that have been negligent homicide, failure to render aid cases, where we have drivers that hit pedestrians on the side of the road and flee in rural areas. We've had 4 where we've had pedestrians walking on the freeway at bizarre hours of the night. We've had 2 in the last 2 weeks where we've had someone laying on the ground at the entrance to a parking garage, either one going out and one coming in the last couple of days. It's, again, I've said this before, but it's kind of hard to nail down. It's hard for us to say there's any one particular factor that we could address. That having been said, we are stepping up enforcement efforts. We did an operation today where we have pedestrian officers dressed in plain clothes who are pedestrians in marked crosswalks, and we're pulling people over and issuing citations and warnings to those folks. It's not something that we like to do, again, to go out and give citations, but it's something that we feel we need to start the conversation, right? You guys saw the traffic message boards, and it said, don't be a low-low driver, and everybody saw the low-low drivers, the sign. My wife hated it. But I'll tell you, that evening, my wife and I were standing in our kitchen talking about pedestrian safety and traffic safety. And I'm a traffic cop, so you'd think we'd talk about that all the time, but we don't. So it's we need to start the conversation, and we need to have people talking about it. So that's mainly the reason we're out doing enforcement, is to keep it top of mind.
According to Moskowitz, about half of reported incidents are treated as criminal.
All the cases where our investigators find some sort of negligence on the part of the driver, those are all cases that we investigate and then we confer. We actually investigate all of our cases regardless. And that's part of the reason that even if we have a crash where it looks like obviously maybe the pedestrian is at fault, we still respond, we still do a full investigation, we still look for witnesses, we still recover videotape, we still interview people because we want to make sure. And if it turns out that there is some sort of criminal liability on the part of the driver or the pedestrian or the bicyclist or the motorcyclist, then we proceed with those cases to the prosecutor's office. Some they take, some they don't, but we take care of all of them.
Uniform and plainclothes officers have been at street corners and in crosswalks all week, testing drivers and walkers. Many are simply handing out warnings or informational pamphlets to remind pedestrians of crossing laws, but citations have been issued to jaywalkers and drivers who fail to properly stop. The State Department of Transportation is also conducting outreach to try and change behavior. Lance Ray is with the DOT's Walkwise Hawaii Pedestrian Safety Campaign.
The number one reason for pedestrian crashes is inattentive behavior, both on the part of the driver and the pedestrian. We're just not paying attention to each other, and we need to change the way we walk, and we need to change the way that we drive. As drivers, we have to remember that our primary task is to get from point A to point B safely. We need to keep our eyes on the road, we need to keep our hands on the steering wheel, we need to keep our mind on the primary task of driving. We have a tendency to speed as drivers. We need to slow down and beware of pedestrians. And as pedestrians, we also need to remember that we need to be visible day and night. The majority of pedestrian crashes occur between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. when visibility is low. We need to be visible. And also as pedestrians, we always walk the quickest way to our destination and not the safest way. If you are walking along the side of the roadway and there is no sidewalk on this side, but there's a sidewalk across the way, go to the sidewalk and walk that way. Find the safest route, not the easiest route. At Walkwise Hawaii, we want to change the way we drive and the way we walk. We'd like you to reach out to us so we can come into your community and teach the citizens to be better walkers and to be better drivers in conjunction with pedestrians. You can call us at 808-535-9099 to schedule a free presentation where we can educate seniors, students, as well as the general public.
Again, the problem of pedestrian fatalities far worse on Oahu than other islands. We mentioned that Oahu has seen 23 fatalities this year. All the other islands combined have seen 10. And in an update to a story we were tracking yesterday, the Honolulu City Council voted to pass two controversial bills that would give the city additional authority to remove persons and property from public spaces like sidewalks and parks. Now, the measures are seen by many as targeting Oahu's urban homeless population, though it may help curb vendors operating on Waikiki sidewalks as well. Mayor Kirk Caldwell wholeheartedly endorsed both measures, saying city officials needed more authority to address the problem of chronic homelessness. Advocacy organizations decried the move as criminalizing homelessness. But last-minute controversy arose when members of the council inserted language that would allow for the delay or to block implementation of the bill, even though it's signed into law. Councilmember Ikaika Anderson of Windward Oahu voted no for that reason.
I'm gravely concerned by the last line that's been offered in the floor draft that says subject to acceptance of the report by the council, because I'm not exactly sure when that's going to be. And people in my council district chair, the people from Windward Oahu who have elected me, have been sharing for a long time their views that we should move forward in an expeditious manner to return all of our public sidewalks to the public. And in passing this legislation, it would seem that that would happen in an expeditious manner. But because of that final line in this floor draft, that may not be. I'm open to consider similar legislation going forward. If there was a definitive date, I would be okay. But being that there is no definitive date, Chair, I'll be voting no at this time.
Councilmember Kimberly Pine from West Oahu has previously opposed similar bills like sit-lie bans because many of those targeted end up in her community. On these measures, she voted yes but expressed reservations.
In my district, homelessness, since these sit-lie bills have been implemented, has increased to 20%. My district, from Ewa Beach to the Waianae Coast, has more shelters, more transitional housing, more special programs than any other district combined. Because we are the place that for many decades have welcomed people that don't have much with open arms and love. But when I see those aunties and uncles and grandmas and grandpas who have traditionally for a generation fed those who have not had much, with so much love, finally tell me, Kim, please, we cannot help anymore because we can now barely help ourselves because there's just too many to help. Sadly, with all the loving people that have come into our community, sometimes when you have light, you also have darkness. We have had crime increase in so many areas. We have had crimes against children, the elderly. We have had beautiful parks and beaches and streets and neighborhoods destroyed overnight by vandals that are truly lost. Will this bill help? No, I don't think so.
Bill 52 passed the council on a 6-3 vote, but retained that requirement for 9 additional studies to be performed before enforcement can begin. Now, Mayor Caldwell, he reacted to the vote via Twitter, saying, even though the city council passed bills 51 and 52, they did not delink the need for a comprehensive homeless study before enforcement begins. Even with my signature, enforcement will be delayed. The public is crying out for help in clearing sidewalks for their own safety.